guys come in. Please, have a seat by the fire and listen to my tale of Dungenetics, the Cliff Notes edition. See, in this particular episode, I will be going through our chapters one by one, picking out the compelling parts, discarding the chaff, and hopefully getting you up to speed on the danger of our world. So please, rest assured, you're in good hands. The table bickering has been removed. The poor dice rolls have been executed. And all that is left is the pure adventure.
In our fourth and final Cliff Notes edition of the season, Lord Albert Shaw, Chester Winterbottom, Ezio Mark Torre, and Kazaa Kingsley have a lot on their plates. You know, initially we just started this adventure awakened from a tomb, but now Duke of Gloom Meadow and soon to be ruler of Haven, Lord Albert Shaw has a lot of decisions, and good thing he has his hardy crew to back him up. Thank you very much for listening, and episodes will be continuing every 2 weeks here on Dungenetics. Thank you.
There is a minor land order to the north in the village of Eldergrove that has requested assistance. There's a pack of trolls that have taken over his manor house in his village. And one of them, even though they are completely dumb as Nox, thinks he's now the lord of their village. And they need assistance in removing him.
I love it.
Aldanin says, well, we could send the men in arms.
Nah.
We could hire the mercenaries to kill them.
Nah.
Or you guys could go in person to kill the trolls.
I say it's all going in custom.
I say three of us can handle trolls.
It. Three of us can handle it. Yeah. Leave Putzel behind.
Well, why are we Putzel behind?
Well, because I don't want to, the first time out, you don't want to, like, leave it the whole place empty.
What's he gonna do?
And leave
and
Caleb,
if
you know.
You to remove the trolls from his manor house, he will bend a knee.
All right. I say the four of us go.
Which will let's increase your income by 40 gold pieces a month.
Sounds good. Let's do it.
Then he kept going.
You got something on your mind there, Enzio? What's
There's
up?
Some stuff going on.
I got stuff too. Why do you think I.
Listen, I didn't want to get roped My up
stuff
into the
deals
guard
with Dukes
thing,
and
so
stuff.
I'm worried. What you got about Dukes?
Now, in the last 2 weeks since your return to the mainland, your old life has surged out of the past into the present. In that time, two messengers have arrived from your previous companion, Vincent Ingalls, inquiring of any interest in rejoining the Eyes and of the Allegiance. He has promised that if Lord Shaw bends a knee to the Grand Vizier, his future will be set in stone. The Northern Duke Ashton, which you talked about earlier with the Carver guy.
Yeah. It's the same guy. That's why I killed the Carver guy.
So basically,
Northern Duke Ashton, through his actions fighting the Walking Dead and is becoming too influential with the populace.
Those are two different roles.
A war among the living is coming, and if played correctly, Lord Shaw could replace Victor Spire as a Duke of Asteria.
In order to do that, we would have to make friends with the Scion God, right?
Yeah.
Shaw.
Yeah, you couldn't compete with the king
situation.
The king has like a military of like 12,000.
How high up you want to go?
Sticky situation.
I don't know. I'm sort of a play-by-ear kind of guy.
Okay. Sorry.
If you promise to bend your knee to the Grand Vizier...
He's a big guy.
Your future will be set in stone. The Northern Duke Ashton, through his actions fighting the Walking Dead back when we did that whole thing, is becoming too influential with the populace that forms the core of the Vizier's support. A war among the living is coming, and if played correctly, Lord Shaw could replace Victor Spire as a Duke of Asteria.
Hmm. Now, a few generations ago,
you were part of
basically the Vizier's men.
The Vizier has professional soldiers, which are
south.
He has feudal men,
and they
install like
you
as the new
king.
He would call them the
Grand
Vizier.
Basically,
he also has a professional army. You serve as his professional army.
You guys are mostly all the
archvisors that each have a command of one of the military corps.
That's
set up
of them have 2,000 men under them.
Yeah, you served under one of the Archvisors. They're all very powerful wizards. because they come from an empire across the water, and they're all wizards. Wizards rule in their kingdom, but they are currently the head of the feudal system. They are the monarchy in this kingdom.
Well, it would probably be in my benefit not to go against them. Yeah. But
basically, what he's telling you is he's afraid that there's an uprising coming. And if you secure yourself as a friend of the Visors and fight against this uprising, because it's basically the natives are starting to get restless. The native Glassfield people. And if you side with the Visor and commit to him your 40-odd troops, then he will ensure your continued prosperity.
Well, my main concern is protecting my citizens against the undead scourge. So if siding with the Visor is the best way to do that, then I'm willing to play ball and bend a knee. But I don't want to replace one scourge for another, so to speak. So I guess it's
so basically
to the people, and as part of that duty, I want to protect them from the undead scourge. I'm willing to bend a knee, but if they have any information on the evil that is sweeping this land, I need to know so I can act accordingly.
Well, yeah, the Visor has no control over what's happening. He has taken tremendous losses from the undead.
Then I guess we're on the same page.
I might have a... That's something I gotta let you know about, too.
A lot of these crazy creatures have been kind of walking up to me and told me you gotta get in contact with the Druid Council. I got in contact with them. I know everyone's worried about crazy stuff going on up north, and I'm hearing about this Scion guy that I definitely want to hurt. But something's going on in the south.
So we got problems in the north and the south?
But as far as I know, there's a... What they told me is just old enemy, super old. It's in the city of Haven, that's in the south. And something about taking of spirits, attacking spirits, taking the human spirit. It's not good at all. But just be advised, there's something going on down south. Just kind of need to.
All right.
If I hear anything, I'll let you know.
I got Mark. Her Enzio covering rumors in the north, and you're my ears in the south.
Yeah, and you're gonna. The Druid Council's gonna fill me more on everything, but.
Well, hey, if I need
what
to take
you
action.
Do, Enzio? You just wanna wait until they drop?
I'm gonna
ready in action.
Okay, what are you gonna do?
Well, I got magic mist. Well, no,
why don't you worry about hiding?
You
and the magic mist.
All right,
every time.
Lightning bolt.
All right, Bobby, you're gonna call lightning?
Yes, let's get the Bobby.
Me and Brian are on the other side of the door.
Yes, you guys hide out in the. Outside somewhere.
So it's real simple. I'm just gonna call lightning and just one by one.
Alright, you bring down like 3 bolts of lightning.
Yeah.
You see like a few of the shutters open up, people are looking outside. You see like the idols they made are just like blowing up. You're inside, you see the trolls are getting up, they're like burr. They're kinda like one of them's peeking outside one of the windows. Burr. Then the 3 of them on the sides go out the front door. And the middle one still kind of lounging and he's just grunting some things in the language you don't speak.
That's the leader.
Either that or he's pregnant.
And then it starts the first non-surprise turn. It's Hutzel for 17 more damage.
Do I have anything that allows me to like parry or avoid damage?
No.
Oh, that's nice. So I take another 17?
Yeah, you're down to 40.
Oh my god, Hutzel.
Come on, Black Dragon!
Man, what the hell?
I want to come with you guys. I'm a hands-in king.
Nice.
Okay, Jester.
I'm all in. 2.
All right.
Oh god.
And 1. Really?
All right. That's 15. Now roll 2d6.
He stubs his toe.
He trips over himself.
Man, I
take it, you meanie troll.
Your helmet spins on you. You can't see out of it.
I'm the king.
Do you know who I am?
Do you know who I am?
I'm Are you Lord guys having fun? Manor. Seriously? Come on now.
I'm the Lord of the Meadow.
It's not our fault you're wielding a Nerf sword.
See, heartbreak.
This wouldn't happen Huffles if heartbreak. I still had my flaming sword, but because I have an ice sword.
It's a
flaming sword would be like
Digby's crotch bat. Instead of actual.
Alright. You take 6 points of damage, Hudzel.
Alright.
Oh, yeah.
You
oh,
have liberated good. Elder Grove.
Woo-hoo!
And his their envoy comes back and basically tells
our two MVPs.
You, tells you that they will now consider you their lord.
Thank you.
You better.
Oh. Kiss that man. Kiss the ring.
Kiss the ring.
Wait,
kiss
wait.
The ring.
Oh, that ring?
No, don't worry.
So, oh, yeah.
Are two of the jewels in my crown lit now?
Yeah.
Well, does that count though? That's what I'm asking.
That's a good question. Yeah, I guess since they weren't technically dead until you lit them on fire. All right, you return back to your home.
Light it up, light it up.
The trolls are on fire.
They're on fire.
The trolls are on fire.
The trolls are on fire.
As you arrive back in Glassport, basically you walk in. The town is starting to die down. A lot of the court thing has been settled.
Good.
And the town is starting to build. You can see your men-at-arms training in the field as Aldan
is. Up.
You hear this huge bell sound emanate from the obsidian spire in the middle of the town. And a bluish-purple pulse of energy washes over the entire town.
What'd you do?
The townsfolk seem a little panicked at this. Everyone's staring at it. And, you see Aldanin rushes to you with a few of your men and guards, and they're like, I have no idea what the hell just happened.
Do you think
and
we do?
Should we investigate?
No, let's just let it go.
No, they're asking you, should the men at arms...
Yes.
No, the
yes.
men at arms, should they investigate
it? No, don't send men. We'll take care of it.
No, they should go investigate.
Why? They're going to die in 2 seconds.
Dude, you're the foremost authority on the tower.
You
if
are
anyone
Mr.
should
Wizard
investigate,
Boy.
You
you,
are
you pass
be part
out
of
by
that.
Sending spells.
Yeah, but is this the tower I can't get into?
Yes.
Yes.
It's letting you in. It's calling to you.
I will go with them.
The door is back.
The door.
All right, so we're going then.
We're going.
All right, we're going.
We're going to the tower.
I want to go.
This is the tower from the first adventure.
I don't want to go.
All right, you as you ascend, travel up the stairs, as you ascend the last set of stairs in the obsidian tower, you notice several changes. Behind the altar
redecorated.
That
Those
held
curtains?
The focus of the ritual's power that summoned the undead is a giant skeletal face carved into the wall.
What?
As you move about, it Someone seems to track your motion and slightly grin when you're not directly looking at it.
Did Ozzy Osbourne move in while we were gone?
Standing...
Yeah.
Martha Stewart's been here.
Against another wall is a long copper canister about 10 feet filled with a liquid that smells of the sea. Standing above it is a figure clad in a yellow robe with black stripes down the shoulders. In his hand is white powder and a lock of hair that he promptly drops into the vat. Pulling a curtain around the canister, he glances up with a smile and nods at you. He advances while wiping his hands off on the edge of his robe. Greetings, friends. You must be the heroes I've heard so much about. And he extends his hand to you.
While I'm shaking this dude's hand, you do the magical lore.
You want to shake his hand,
really? Can I do magical lore?
I got gauntlets on.
To see if there's anything...
I'm sorry for the distress. I've been trying to tap into the power of the spire for a while now.
How did you get here?
Who are
I
you?
I came here about a month ago.
But how did you get in here?
Yeah, how come we couldn't get in?
There's no door.
Oh, I sealed it off so I wouldn't be interrupted. When I first arrived, a bunch of townsfolk kept
Did you carve the stuff in the wall?
No, that's actually something that I drew out of the magic of the tower itself. It's a focus for the tower's magic.
Huh.
It's connected with all the walking dead.
Wow, this guy beat you to the punch, Brian.
Yeah.
How do you feel?
How's this
he's
guy better
like,
than you?
He's like, my name's Zorin. I'm a wizard of the White Tower. I Ooh. Came here.
Wizard of the White Tower.
I came here because a magical scroll that I know exists in the White Tower. If you guys could retrieve it for me, it'd be very beneficial to my research.
Yeah, I think we
Has
should.
Has anyone thought that maybe this whole thing is because we're alive, and then if we died, this would all go back to normal again?
What?
That we're the cause of this whole problem?
I'm pretty sure the shadowy stranger is the cause. He's the one that brought us back.
But technically, we are walking dead because we were dead, and now we're walking.
I don't know.
Yeah, we're not zombies, though. So.
Yeah, but kind
of. Basically, what he's got out is if you reverse the magic, would it reverse the spell that brought you back to life?
Oh, that's a good question.
But that would just end the game.
Yeah. That'd be fine. Not me, guys.
So
all of a sudden, everyone just drops dead except for Chester Bond.
Well, it's like there's a new king.
Looks like there's going to be more druids around
here.
Well, I'd say that that's a mission for you.
As far as I know, there's something really bad coming from the south. It's in the Haven.
So there's me to go take care of this Haven area.
Yeah, because we got to get the scroll.
Then we go
you
to...
Spread out some. Here, slide over more, Brian. Give us some more room.
You're going to get a shot. I did. I scooted over from right here.
I'm
sorry, John. Say that again. I'm
you got hit by a club in the face for 5 points of damage.
Fuck me. What well can said. I do?
Pretty poor much this one. Another guy comes over and clubs Enzio. Do you want to use your dodge action?
Yes.
Okay, you only take 3 points
of damage.
I have no
dodge
damage,
action.
Now we go back to the top. Enzio?
Come on, Mark.
There's a guy
on,
with a
Enzio.
Club in front of you.
I'm going to magic dagger.
All right, roll it.
9 plus 8 is 17. 10.
Okay. You hit him like a motherfucker.
You know it.
Good job.
I assumed.
How many thugs are there?
There's three. Well, there's six thugs.
Is that
and
you,
there's
Mark?
The leader.
It was.
Okay.
Because
Enzio, thug with the girl, leader?
Yeah.
Me?
Yep. Looks good.
Oh, wait. Are these two thugs ran past me?
Yeah.
Okay.
Where?
There's a map.
Okay.
Will you put it on the table, and just in case our people at home want to get a wonderful show?
Oh, yeah.
James, you got that?
I should mention.
You do it.
We have a YouTube
channel. Over there, where
he had it.
Thing is. You should check us out.
Oh, put it there.
All these
yeah,
videos.
Yeah.
Oh! Hey! This is it. You could make that out.
It's like if you could actually
next
do it.
Next time I'll bring some magic markers.
Look at that. Okay.
I got a Sharpie in my office.
So, wizard?
I'll...
Picture in picture that mother...
Part of me wants to say, I could do the charge lightning bolt again, but I don't want to pass out. If I miss it, because I could hit them all, right? Because there's like seven guys.
I really want to go drinking tonight, but I really want to pass out.
Better
take water with
me. Yeah, you could hit five of them.
Out of how many?
And sculpt it around the girl.
How many are there? Seven?
There's seven.
I'm going to go. I'm doing it. If I pass out, I pass out. Do I need to roll?
Okay, the guy in front of you dies.
Sweet.
The guy fighting Enzio dies.
Yes! Ching ching!
The guy. The woman dies.
Ching ching!
Wow!
The guy that's holding Hutzel is out of the range. And so is the leader.
Shit,
and
three
then,
and a half.
Another guy standing there just dies.
Die, cha-ching!
And the other guy, he actually lived.
So there's three guys alive.
There's the leader.
The leader.
There's the guy that's got a wire around Hutzel's neck choking him out.
I didn't even touch that guy.
And one other guy that got hit by the lightning, but it didn't kill him.
Oh, man. All right.
The other four just, like, flew as the lightning hit them, sparks come off their armor, and they just go scattering like leaves.
He's tried, nice.
The leader tried to frighten you off, but you fought off the magic.
Oh, he's a magic user.
No.
And then Hutzel goes. Hutzel basically grabs the guy that's choking him.
Hurrar.
Who is very wounded. Flips him over his shoulders. And just beats his head against the ground until he's dead.
Nice.
Love it.
You're a better Hutzel than Hutzel is.
You're a better Hutzel than
Hutzel is.
Then
you have an interrogation spell. We need you to use that on that guy.
You guys think I have an interrogation spell?
Didn't you have an interrogation thing?
No,
he just interrogates
me.
What do you need interrogation spell?
My charisma is low and my, I don't know, I'm intimidating.
Oh, you said interrogation earlier, so I thought you had like an interrogation.
I rolled a 20, and it was amazing.
Oh.
All right, so Bobby, you're closer to the guy running.
You chase after that guy.
Yeah, sure.
So what are you going to do?
Please say
No, it's a spell.
Yeah.
I have
shield,
wizard,
which
ever.
Shut up.
I can just imagine. Hold on, baddie.
Hold on.
I know I got something here.
Now, I have nothing.
If I hold it out here, I can see it better, so.
Nothing that's gonna like.
Yeah, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Healer's kit on that, but I'm gonna cure light wounds on him.
Okay.
Oh, what a guy.
I'm still gonna call him a
waterboard
asshole.
Waterboard
him, he says.
He's like, who are you? We thought this city was free of the watch.
Who are you?
Who are you?
That's what we wanna know. We ask the questions here, pal.
Yeah.
The city is no longer free.
You know what?
Oh, God.
Who are you working for?
Digby.
More like Dickby.
Like Deadby.
Whoa!
Oh, yeah! That just happened.
Digby.
Why does he want you to kill this girl?
He harvests their bodies.
For what reason?
Souls, man.
You don't tell me what's going on.
He's like, he pays us a lot of money for the bodies we bring him.
Ooh.
Who? Digby, pay attention. You're the worst cop ever.
So basically, how did you meet up with this guy? And why?
Why'd you take us to that warehouse? Let's go to that warehouse. Want to see some
He's
fun?
He's at a warehouse near the borders of Old District.
Instead of telling us, why don't you show us?
I say bring us there.
Yeah. Oh.
What?
Wright Fabrics.
Wright Fabrics.
Textiles.
What's that guy's fabrics. Wright? Was the guy that's daughter was, whatchamacallit, right? Correct?
Yeah.
Is that what we're... Yeah. Was I somewhat paying attention
right. Someone that? Had the last name Wright.
Yeah, right. One of the counselors.
Yes.
Right? And one of the missing people was dating the counselor's daughter.
Yes.
Oh. Way to go there, constable guy, not paying attention, knowing your job correctly.
I wrote down something somewhere.
Look who's reading his list now.
Look who's flipping through his pages of notes now. I'm the most unorganized guy here. I wasn't even paying attention during that whole part.
Yeah, I figured it out. Yeah. Oh, there we go.
Worst constable ever. You want to go there or do you want to stay in here and look at your notes some more?
All right, I think we should just go.
All right, you guys proceed.
Look, can I take a short rest while
those guys wander up? These guys are... The warehouse is quite large.
Okay. Ooh.
It's quiet. There's no light. There's a little light inside.
It's quiet. A little too quiet.
One floor, two floors?
Two floors.
Turn into a form of a bird. I'm going to go with crow, because it's winter.
All right. Here we go.
Ooh. I just want to... perch up on this, see what I can see from the second floor.
All right, you go.
Could be a barn swallow.
You go to a windowsill on the second floor.
Barn swallows are still.
You can see inside. There's shelves shelving all up. The second floor is only a half floor.
Could be a seagull.
You see, there's tons of shelves alongside with like fabrics and leather. You see, they're tanning some hide at the moment. You see, in the middle.
Tan that hide.
There's a cooler, and there seems to be two dangling corpses on chains.
Oh,
this is getting very criminal.
Is it blood?
I gotta find a doorway. There's no way I'm gonna stay locked in this.
Maybe we can re-bird again.
Murder cell.
Then why don't you come out? Tell again? Us. Let's go in.
Could you re-bird again?
Let me get to a door.
All right, you walk in between the shelves, and the front door is locked from the inside. Okay. You guys are waiting outside, the door opens, and
you see him. Let's go.
That door's open. Let's go there.
Let's go.
Shh, quiet. It's all right. There's a cooler in the middle of the floor.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure it does not have delicious drinks.
Okay.
All right. I'm going
to go for delicious drinks.
I know we could, but guess what?
What?
We're doomed.
Okay.
Let's go.
No, I don't like being doomed.
No, it's okay.
Tippy toes.
All right.
Who's it over there?
What's in the box?
What's in the box?
Setting him on fire, I'm assuming.
No. As I mentioned before, there's the cooler in the middle, two bodies.
And there is
several barrels of tanning solution.
Mm-hmm.
Tanning solution is... Highly flammable. And it's got a lot of alcohol in it.
Way to go!
Oh.
So all of you make a dexterity save.
All right, we're getting blown out of building.
Oh, good lord.
You're toast.
That's okay.
13.
High AC.
13?
Yeah.
Okay.
I got 23.
Enzio, because he's a thief and has invasion, basically rolled out of the way.
Jumped out a window?
Kicked one of the shelves and hides behind it and is unscathed by the flames. Okay, both of you take 20 points of damage.
Who?
Me?
You too.
You,
you couldn't get out of the way because you're not quick like I am.
Yeah, dimension door.
I'll take care of this blob guy.
You kind
of caused the wizard's kind of like torch, and all of a sudden he's just like, he just disappears and appears up on the stairs upstairs.
Massive portation.
You see him bane up there, and the wizard's just like, and you just see him disappear and appear upstairs.
I'm like, ah.
Are they panting upstairs?
You come up, you don't see Brian at all. You
he's
see
inside
him,
the tree, dude.
And you see the guy with like the skin on his face and his limbs, and he's just like bleeding leaves.
Can I talk to him as like a final action before I end my turn?
Yeah.
Is your name Digby?
Ice. I was actually going to say something like that, believe it or not.
Are you Digby?
No.
Boom.
I'm gonna talk in like old dwarven tongue.
We mean no harm.
I just ring ram the guy.
Yeah.
Stop what you're doing right now, or you will face
my wrath.
The end. Just the end.
The thing just kind of looks at you, and it snarls, and you see like bark has like formed in his teeth, and ends you. All right.
Come on.
You
Mark.
Bring out. Your blight, is that your second, fifth
yeah,
level spell?
That's my second, fifth level spell today.
You blight, all of a sudden, the man with the last gasp falls to his knees and begins coughing furiously with leaves spewing out his mouth until his body begins to convulse in seizures and breaks apart into a pile of refuge. And Brian's body falls into the pile. The silence returns as the snow begins to gently conceal the remains of the brutal monster beneath its white purity. Suddenly, another series of explosions rips through the warehouse beneath you.
Oh,
I don't know what they can do, but you can turn into a bird.
Oh, that's right.
That showed up, and they're like calling people. You see townsfolk starting to appear, and they're making a chain back to the old well, you know, passing buckets to the fire.
How awesome am I, by the way?
Should we help or just get
the hell out of here? Let's get the hell out of here. We got the statuette and the gauntlet. Right?
Which we have no idea what that's
on. The gauntlet, you notice in looking upon it,
dude,
they're dwarven made. They have dwarven ruins all over them.
That's
they're
all
about
you,
this
dog.
Long. They look like they're made of stones and they have just dwarven ruins
that's
on them.
That's all you?
So I can pick up on religious and magical.
You can wear them.
Yeah.
You're a dwarf.
I'm going to.
Nice. Yeah. You see me jump off that roof?
Yeah. Yeah, badass. The flames.
The flames like over my arm.
I hand him the bone. Statue.
And this is what was inside this creature.
Interesting.
And I had to jump off a roof over a huge gap.
It was awesome.
And I had to land on another opposite building.
He looks at the thing, he's like, this is
quite epic. You missed a pretty good show.
It looks like it's carved. Actually, this looks like one of the artifacts recovered from an expedition that went out for one of the council members, Emerson. He made most of his wealth. He sent an expedition out to an ancient battle site, and he recovered a bunch of relics.
So why did Digby have it?
That's a good question.
You mentioned something about stopping by the church.
I say we should go to church, because we have the thing that came
all right,
from the church.
To the church.
Why was it there? I want to know!
Do they have the item on display that we actually have? Don't take it out or anything like
that.
They have similar items to that, but not that item.
Okay.
Do we notice an item missing out of something?
There's a bunch of displays. There's places where other items could fit, but there's more than one absence.
We had a couple questions just about the religion and sense and some of the holy relics that you actually have here.
The bone. It's a
statue.
Bone statuette. It doesn't, it's not carved like any like human.
There's no faces on it.
It looks like
or
some
anything.
Kind of creature. There's a few tentacles on it. Stones. A what?
A bone statue. Somewhere to come across the bone statue.
Shut up.
Depends on what the... Have you come across any artifacts?
Well, I'm not saying we have, but if we had, how much would it be worth?
My friend talks heavy in the mouth.
We had a few other artifacts that we had here, but Counselor Elmar took them.
Mm.
Now, why would he take them?
Yeah.
Supposedly, there was a wizard in the White Tower that was doing research on something.
You know the wizard's name?
No, Almar came and took him. He didn't mention which wizard it was.
Interesting.
Well,
yeah, okay. We gotta go. But thank you.
You arrive at the council.
Where's Shaw?
You see the counselors. They see you. And Esmond Wright.
What up, dog?
The first one that walks in, he just walks up and gives you a big hug. I can't believe that my property was being used like this. We found some very strange things in the wreckage of my warehouse.
So did we.
Yeah.
This weird blood-filled cooler that we found at the bottom of the wood. We saw...
They were hanging.
When you see your son, let him know he needs to be brought in for questioning.
Brother.
His brother?
Yeah.
When you see your brother, he's wanted by the law.
We will have a feast tonight. Everyone can go home, not work. And I will open my coffers and set up tents for the commoners in the
city. We swung by the church to check out some of the artifacts that were over there. And they said you had taken some out of the church.
Some relics? I took some a while back for one of my friends, Philosopher Regalon.
Because if those things that you gave to your friend, you know, they're in the White Tower now, then you might be the one responsible for causing the White Tower to disappear.
He kind of looks a little surprised, and he's thinking. You can tell he's kind of looking down and thinking to himself, I don't know. I hope that's not the case.
Where's your friend now? Don't say in the White Tower.
I haven't seen him since the tower left.
Everybody has missing people in that tower.
Everybody's got somebody missing in that tower.
And you arrive, there's a bunch of finely dressed people. You're greeted by a few of them. Eventually, Esmond himself finds you. He greets each of you.
Do we bring people with us, like dates or any of that stuff?
No.
Does that work? I mean, I don't know.
You don't want to. In a situation, unless something goes down.
So,
Freaky Friday. Freaky Friday.
The party is going well. You meet a few people that are in the room together. There's a nice. He lifts them up, and you see nice legs of ham or mutton.
This guy's very, very
head comes off. Yeah.
Okay.
Got a monkey head on.
Yeah, I'm thinking monkey head.
So there's a pretty decent spread.
Can I use stealth to
He's like, headset? To the heroes of Gloom Meadow, he raises his glass, and the four others raise their glass. The other five slam down their drinks.
Slam down their drinks? Just check.
They grab a few pieces of the legs of meat, and they start eating.
What are we having? Mutton.
Oh, a variety of animals that I've procured from my personal stocks.
Lizard.
Hold nothing back. The people must be happy. We must increase their morale. These are dangerous times, and we can't have dissent within the city.
Yes, I agree.
But don't you believe it causes some form of distraction from the real problem that's actually happening?
Yes, a distraction for the common people, while the people with the influence and the power can actually fix the problems.
It's quite
I'm not relying upon the common folk to solve the major problems. Yes. I'm just trying to keep them busy while someone else solves them.
It's quite disturbing with all these disappearances afoot.
I heard that you had visited on your way here the constable. Was there any? I thought we had solved the murders.
No, they're
still until this moment unsolved.
Well,
children,
abductions.
Seems there may have been magic involved.
Magic?
Little ones.
Little magic?
Little magic?
Footprints. Walls.
Babies.
Nannies.
Saying everything. Don't give all information.
Butlers.
You're the worst ever.
You were also supposed to say one word.
You're the worst detective ever.
And all of a sudden you hear coughing. You look down at the end. You see Hutzel coughing up blood.
Oh, no.
Sean, no!
Sean?
Shaw.
Oh, you said Sean.
No, I didn't say Sean.
Yeah.
The rest of the people in the room?
I don't think this meat was cooked all the way.
Yeah.
Someone choking on a bone?
Don't you have a person that tests your food first?
Yeah, don't you have a tester? You're the worst tester?
You're the worst royal ever.
All right, you take 9 points of damage.
Aww.
Why don't you have someone that tests, eat your food for you?
Who's supposed to be bread?
Get up your food.
I didn't even eat anything yet.
And Esmond pushes back his thing with his goblet in his hand. He goes, because everything was working until you guys got here.
Oh. I knew.
It's like, do you like the food?
No. It's a little dry, actually.
My assistant, my brother, created it by skinning and carving people.
No. Oh my god! Queen children!
Roll a roll a madness check.
I really hate this guy.
A madness
check? Is that a d20?
Yeah.
I'm going to.
It's intelligence
with 13 points damage, but as he hit you with both claws, his tail comes over his back.
Stabs me in the noggin.
And hooks you with the stinger. For an additional 22 points of damage.
Alright.
And you are now hooked on the hook.
Oh, God.
It's like that scene in the second Sherlock Holmes movie. You're just kind of dangling there.
That's 35 points worth of damage there.
Yeah.
And now it is Miles.
I'll dagger him in the head.
Plus 8. You hit?
Plus 6.
Bobby is on the end of the tail.
Yep.
Two of the remaining little guys are... They look frosted, but they're still moving, and they're attacking Shaw. And Shaw is kind of ignoring them and trying to cut the big guy's tail off.
I do so little damage.
I'm gonna gack
now.
The girl.
Kinda sucks.
She's the only one left.
Yeah, but
right?
You don't really have much right now.
Is the girl next? Oh, the.
You also have two attacks. You know that, right?
I thought that was only against multiple targets, not a single target.
No, it says two attacks.
Oh, well, that would have been nice. Too.
Nice now he knows.
That would have been nice to
and
know.
And Jeremy turns into a reader. There we go.
And so what right, you slash
get real.
You slash it into the tail. The tail drops the screaming
dwarf.
The screaming dwarf.
Oh, hey, you're free, buddy.
Yay.
And then it goes to the wizard.
Get her away.
That's up on your shoulder.
Wait, how are you on
not happy.
HP. Well,
happy,
how are
but
you?
Not I'm 38, so happy. But just kill this motherfucker.
All right, so this is the last guy, right?
Yeah.
Yes, it's the big scorpion deathmatch guy.
All right. This is it. This is...
I love that band.
Scorpion deathmatch?
Scorpion
deathmatch. Let's go to council. Let's go.
That's true.
Right.
Yeah, we're going to go to council.
Are you council or constable?
Constable.
Council.
A little both.
I mean, yeah, we need to stop by and say there was a horrific crime and, you know...
Yeah, yeah.
This dude
Where
turned
the
into
children,
an insect.
We the ate thing. Them!
Alright, you guys go to the constable?
Yes.
The watchful son?
Yes,
you get there. You see that the watchmen are all in arms. They're all, like, running around. They see you, they're like... They're like, another child's gone missing.
What? How? Well...
I'm guessing that we relay to him the events that just occurred.
That's up to you guys.
We have to.
Do not tell him anything!
Poisoned. We were poisoned.
Poisoned by babies.
And come to find out we were eating the babies.
Don't say that we were eating the guy served us babies. The guy served. We did not, like, ask, hey, do you have baby on the menu? No, the guy gave us food.
Filet of mignon, no. Baby,
we asked for lamb, not for that kind of baby. We asked for the lamb.
Yes.
It's
human.
We explained that Esmond, he attacked us, so we had to defend ourselves. He's a
he
now
turned
dead
into
man.
A giant mutant zombie thing.
Yeah, he turned into an insect. An insect sort
a
of
scorpion.
Thing. They were all insect scorpions.
And
the other ones were zombies.
Not what I expected to hear.
We didn't either.
Neither did we. We were there.
I showed up, and my party got weird.
Murdered Hupsel or
Remember,
something.
Remember, give those guys some shit. Intimidate the hell out of them. We got to find out some answers.
I do have Intimidate as a class.
Listen, they were hiding this guy in their ranks. That's what I believe.
Mm.
I mean, there's no way that this evil Ichor, whatever the hell that we just fought, wasn't known.
All right, well, you guys meet. You arrive at the council chambers.
Finally.
You see a few guards. They nod and open the door as you're going to proceed in.
Yeah.
You walk in, you see that the council's formed, the six remaining members. They turn and look at you, it's like, what's the urgency? What happened?
One among you was a traitor. He attempted to kill us tonight in his halls during the festival.
And feed us children that were missing.
Yes, it would seem that he was a cannibal. An avid cannibal.
And tried to poison us.
Was a cannibal?
He also mutated into some sort of strange magical creature.
That's a tall order to swallow at this late at night.
Skull stays on the table.
You don't have to take my word for it. You can send a man over to investigate the scene. It was quite grisly.
You don't have to take my word for it. Here's a second opinion.
I'll take your word for it.
I guess we'll look into it. I don't know where we go from here.
We don't know either.
We need to figure out who he was talking to, figure out who his accomplices were, and find out if there's anyone else amongst us who is a traitor. I don't need to know what that is.
He's like, I guess we'll organize the watch to search his house tomorrow.
The sooner the better, yes.
This is disturbing. He was usually always the absolutely positive one of us.
No, we don't have a track anymore.
I never would have guessed that this was the case.
Has his behavior been odd or out of sorts as of late?
He seemed to be having even better time than usual.
Of course he was. He was eating people.
He was being well fed.
Yes. Well, he was a creature of some sort, so probably feasted off of young ones.
There's definitely black
ones.
Magic involved in this somehow.
We'll have to consult with Leon. It's the only mage that's left outside the city. Alright, is there anything else we could do for you this evening?
At the moment?
Yes.
What do you suggest?
Search their friggin' homes, man.
It's the council, man. We can't just say, hey, we need to search your homes.
There's dissension here, and someone screwed up.
Well, we searched their homes after the meeting.
Oh, sure, when they blow up.
Well, if we search their homes without their knowledge.
They were all pretty much clueless. One of them seemed to be extremely upset at the news, so I don't know if he's putting on a front.
His name?
Baxter.
Baxter Shepherd.
Baxter.
Baxter, no, Baxter! I've known many shepherds.
They said that they were going to consult Liam, but I think that we should probably...
consult him first.
Yeah,
okay,
that's
go.
What
we
want to
go right now.
Yeah.
He stays at the same inn as you guys.
All right, go.
Back to the inn.
So you guys head to the inn.
Whoa!
That's just funny.
Hear ye, hear ye!
You arrive, you see that the crowd is... drunker than usual.
Good.
Some of them probably went to the celebration this evening.
That we missed. That was in our honor.
There's going to be no more of those celebrations anymore, guys.
Celebration.
Yeah, don't
you
eat
see,
the button.
You see Leon's talking with some of the townsfolk. He sees you and he waves you over.
Dude.
Well,
he's like, I will have to say that Jarvis was the last person to arrive last night, and he seemed quite...
Be a robot?
Iron Man.
Flustered?
Yeah. he was a little red in the face. And he seemed to have a small scrape on his arm.
Ooh. See, that's interesting, because last night I was tracking someone. I ended up biting a guy on the arm. What arm?
You bit someone?
Well, no, it's a long story. It's a long story. It was the sexual act. The guy liked biting.
In the heat of passion, yeah. You know.
The safe word was cantaloupe.
The safe word was cantaloupe.
I thought he said cannibal, so
I bit him in the arm.
So I bit him on the arm. None of that matters. Either way, was it the right arm or the left arm?
Because he runs a ferrying business.
Is the ferrying business that's making fares really cheap, that insane rate?
Yeah, the go home special.
The go home special and never come back.
It seems like he's making people go home already. What?
So, do you know anything about the events that led up to the tower being sealed? Was there anything that you remember those last few days that may have been strange or out of the ordinary? Anything at all that could have signaled?
It was 2 days after the Duke's new mistress showed up.
Oh, not again.
Your sister.
Yeah.
Your whole sister.
Goes back to your sister.
The Duke is that you're meeting with. He's actually not. Are we concerned about him, or are we more concerned about your
sister?
He's
a puppet. She runs everything.
Yeah. Damn it. She's the emperor.
She's got her fingers and everything, if you know what I mean.
Like, she's literally got her hands right up there.
Wink,
it's like
wink,
he's
know what I mean? Know what I mean?
She's pulling all the strings.
A little rub and a tug. I say I go to the chipping guy.
This is just you here.
You're just going?
Yeah, no.
It's Miles Carver. I have to go by myself.
Yeah.
I can't bring you guys
all
with
right,
me.
All right, go.
That wouldn't be kosher.
Right off on your horse.
Go. Sure.
You gonna like go with him, be like a little field mouse in his pocket or something?
Yeah, you should come.
Beautiful
as an
view you have here. He notices. He turns his head slightly, and he's like, well, "How can I help you, Miles Carver? Is it?"
Yes, I'm a local businessman. I have a shipping and exporting and importing business, and I have some shipments. But I have some boats that are out right now, and I don't have enough boats for the amount of shipments I gotta get rid of or have to do. So I was wondering if possibly I could strike up a deal with you and send some of my shipments on one of your ferries.
That's what my clerk impressed upon me, and we have plenty of room. My fleet is quite extensive, and
so I've noticed.
Most of my business now is just ferrying people back over to the Visor's homeland, as a lot of them are fleeing. They call it our cursed land, but it's money in my pocket.
I totally understand. I totally agree. I kind of like your idea. And if you hadn't thought of it first, I might have just had to poach your idea. But so this is a very nice business you guys got going on here. Everything looks very nice. It's the first shipment. Would it be possible if I tagged along in the first shipment just to make sure my stuff gets to where it's got to go and
your
I can
bone.
Get in contact with my contact when I get on the other side?
I don't see it. The charge is only 5 silver. I don't think it would be that big of a deal to throw you in there.
Do I waive the 5 silver?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, sweet. Just gonna
throw all right, good deal.
I know.
You
really
are so cheap. I know. Oh, my God.
We're working on a deal here. Yeah. Nobody paid. If we're doing a business deal, why should I be paying him for shipping my stuff and pay for me to go on the boat as well?
That's fair.
Right?
Good point. Yeah, yeah. No, that makes
that's
sense.
That's good business.
Miles
right
Carver.
Now.
Miles Carver.
Businessman extraordinaire.
Miles Carver.
So what are you doing?
I got my shipment. I got my guys are bringing the shipment over. They're loading onto the boat.
And who are your guys loading the shipment?
I have employees.
You're
I
own cheap.
Import export
you're cheap
business.
Oh, so
I'm
you
not
actually
by myself.
You actually what are you shipping?
Stuff. You know. Empty crates.
Did you just have them just bring empty crates with weights in them?
No, we're bananas. Exporting, you know, we
bananas,
got some
torches.
Torches. Rocks. You just move from rock to the other?
No, we got some
moose statues.
You know,
pornography.
Oh, it's full of wood. The box is full of wood.
Against the law of the land. It might have a beetle on it. It might go to
it might have invasive species.
Yeah, you can't do that.
There's a plague of dead going around. I'm pretty sure they're not gonna worry about a tree right there.
Alright, yeah. You bring it in and are you going on the boat?
Yes, I just said that.
Okay. Yeah, well, from Jack, your section, you hear a scream.
What?
You heard a scream.
You hear a scream? Like
from, like, in your, like, the main area of the boat.
Let's look around.
Man,
several screams. Oh, okay, they're growing louder now.
They're killing folks.
Let's go towards the screams.
Towards the screams? What's
yes.
Wrong with you?
Well, you need to find out what's up.
Okay, all right. Grandpa.
My sword is
take
wrong.
A big black staff.
You go
sword.
Into the
just
next
walk those big
compartment down. Of the ship. You see probably 40 dead bodies covered in blood, like blood like that deep in the boat.
This just happened.
Shit just got real.
Shit just got real real quick.
This is why you never use a bathroom.
Roll an and you also notice that there's like this light sizzling sound you hear. And you look down, and your boots are, like, melting in the blood.
Oh.
It's acid! Don't you have the shielding thing? That's mine shielding. You can't do anything with
it. Well, I have,
I have dragon
armor on me.
Dragons will melt with acid.
Can I,
not black dragons.
I shot it with the black.
This?
I shot it with
can
it.
Can I freeze this?
It's acid? Not your turn anymore.
I do have.
You should freeze it.
Can I step up out of the blood before Brian
yeah, you
freezes?
Can step
you should
a
freeze
body.
It.
You need to step out of the blood. I
you
have
should do the same thing.
Ice storm.
You also have sleep storm.
Yeah,
sleep doesn't really do it.
Yeah, sleep would just dissipate in
just
acid.
Make my car skid. That's all
would
happen. any car on the road around you would really get really.
Yeah, like Mario Kart. If I was playing Mario Kart, that would be perfect. But I'm not.
You also have banana peel. You can shoot that up to the road.
I kind of feel like Cone of Cold could freeze it.
Okay.
Circle of turtle shells. You can use that.
All right, you don't have to roll.
No.
You unleash it. A bunch of the bodies that you hit turn into frozen peoplesicles.
Okay.
The right. Acid in the cone also turns to solid acid. But so you come flying out. As you connect with him, his body just vanishes and you skid across the frozen bodies.
Hmm.
There is blood on your dagger, though. Oh. And you don't see him in this room anymore. Outside, see him. He's on the deck.
We got
it. Okay. Now here's the thing.
They're in a different room. So.
I got a couple quick questions here. Does. Obviously, I have to go form of human again and get up on this boat. And I can't make another animal. But I do have... what the hell is this? Something about plant growth.
You thought of this.
Can I grow seaweed to entangle the boat?
And stop it.
Look at you out of the box thinker.
Jam up the rudders, have it kind of coming up with this whole plan. And just turn hard. I just want...
In the water.
Can't do that, then I'm calling a whale.
And we're gonna sink this fucker. He can teleport too.
He can't teleport that far. He'll just sink. I guess he just go poo 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 poo, but if he's in
like
it.
Like a pond jumper.
He goes poo 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 poo.
I get him in the corner of silence.
Okay. Yeah, Bobby. You could do something like that.
Oh,
okay.
This is great. This is awesome.
Bobby.
What?
Get him in there.
Roll the kale. Knock out the.
Roll a concentration check.
Yeah, this is
you are
good.
Casting a right. spell this while waiting in water.
This is the greatest plan ever. Make this work, Bobby.
Wait, hold on. In that case.
Don't forget, I have to make this work. I'm a roll like shit.
Nah, it's terrible. 8 plus. Come on, hold on.
What's your constitution?
My constitution. Woo, that 10?
That's all it is.
There's actually a lot of seaweed because you notice that the ship is starting to turn back towards land.
Okay.
Uh-huh. And it catches into the rudder. And it lurches, it slows the ship by like half speed. And you see a few of the peoples in the nest like lunge out of their thing to the deck.
To their death.
At least till their concussion.
Or until their
and then you can come
vibe.
You should kill them. That way you can charge up your little crowning crown and we can get waste this guy.
I'm trying. I have 5 of the 7 charges lit. There's not really a lot my character can do now.
Stab him in the
honestly,
face!
I attack
what,
or
you know
attack
I would
twice.
Do? I know it sounds kind of brutal.
Sit on his face.
Find 2 bodies and kill him.
Told you.
Find 2 bodies.
I said charge under crown.
Well, there's injured crew members.
There's injured crew members. Just
like
stab 2 crew members.
Fell out of the crow's nest.
They're bad guys anyways.
Just do it.
Just stab 2
we
guys.
I don't even know if they're bad guys, though. I'm just
who
gonna
cares?
We're going to crush the boat. They're going to drown
need the
anyway.
Crown.
Listen, your alignment has already got a little bit twisty over the years running with this crew here.
I mean, come on.
I mean,
this guy's going to call a whale, sink the boat, they're all going to drown anyway.
Yeah, but even if my crown is at max, all I do is get a guaranteed critical hit.
Yes, then we could kill this dude.
I'm sorry, it's a guaranteed critical versus this guy. And we can only hit him once, and then he goes misform. Yes. If you hit him once for the gusto, we're done.
Then the Kraken comes, we can fight that.
Hutzel, come on. You're wasting precious time.
All right, I guess I attack a crewman.
Just kill 2 crewmen.
2 crewmen.
Well, I gotta attack first before I can attack twice.
How much blood will you shed to stay alive?
12 plus 9.
You hit him. You killed him.
We killed him. Next guy.
You went over to him, and his leg was broken. The bone's coming out. He's like, help me! And you just plunge your sword right through his chest.
Yeah, buddy.
So the blood, like, he just, like,
so
kind of, as you plunge it in, he, like, coughs, and, like, blood comes out of his mouth. And he
I
just
have
goes
children!
Limp. And there's another guy nearby, and he
I
just looks
you.
At you with, like, complete fear.
I need my first child after you, Sean.
I black dragon you.
Mercy killing. You're 12. Mercy killing.
And you slide the blade across, and it, you just
no,
leave his head
don't.
Clean off. And it just
please.
Rolls down the deck.
Okay. How dare you, Sean?
Well, I now have
I've
full
only,
charges.
I only took this job to pay for my mom's medicine.
Do I get to attack a third time, though?
There's no
I'm
one near you.
Colors.
YOLO!
YOLO!
Alright, Rogue.
And there you have it. Cliff Notes Dungeonetics. 4 simple episodes to get all of you up to speed. If you have any questions, comments, concerns, or would like to get in touch with us, we can be reached at Dungeonetics on Instagram, Dungeonetics on Twitter, or Dungeonetics@gmail.com. Our music is provided by Games Brown and the wonderful people at freesounds.org. If you're looking for the like an owl farting into a can, you can find it there. Be sure to check out some of the other podcasts on our network, such as Twin Peaks Unwrapped, Geekonomics, and Free Lunch Studios.
And as always, have a magical adventure. We're counting on you. Please, have a good night.